KAYTFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. But I focus on one thing, forgetting my past and looking forward to what's ahead. If y'all not too mean, do me a favor, wherever you are, wave your hand and say, bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia. You may be seated. Bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia, according to several of the urban dictionaries, is a dismissive term for somebody or something that's been getting on your nerves, something that's been taking more from you than giving to you, something more parasitic than symbiotic. Something that's negative in its nuance. Can I suggest to you that it became popularized in 1995 in Ice Cube's character Craig in the hit movie Friday, when Felicia used to come by and ask to use the microwave. Then one time she asked to use his car. Cube said, no, you can't use my car. And Felicia caught a straight attitude. Right before she left, he simply said, bye, Felicia. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but there's some new things you need to say hi to, but you can't until you say bye to some stuff that has held you hostage for too long. And speaking of bye, Felicia, in Philippians 3, Paul gives his version of bye, Felicia. Because Paul is thinking back retrospectively on those things he could have done better. And is there anyone among us who does not have one place, a space in your life where you wish you had a do-over? Yeah. Please don't tire of me saying this. But the only reason I try not to use the word regret is because Bishop Joy said something to me 10, 15 years ago. He said, son, tell me one thing regret can do for you, and I'll allow you to do it. Wow. But if regret can't fix it, don't dwell on it. Can I suggest to you in the text, Paul says, I'm great at everything, Kyrie, but there is one thing I've gotten great at, and that is forgetting my past and saying, bye, Felicia. I like that because in the text, in Philippians 3, and I like it, Mike, because it begins by saying, rejoice in the Lord. Y'all just missed it. Rejoice in the Lord. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm already peeping a pastoral parenthetical, and I'm just six words into the first verse because Paul said, rejoice in the Lord. He did not say rejoice in your circumstance. Yeah. I know you're watching. If he's not watching, somebody call him. One of my best, most beautiful members, his name is John Cooper. He serves at the downtown campus. You may not know him, but when I describe him, many of you will. He's the brother that rides around here in the wheelchair because he has MS. Good-looking, handsome young brother, but MS has caught him. And for the last 3 or 4 years, first he was walking real slow, then on a cane, and now he's in a wheelchair. And I get here a couple Saturdays ago getting ready to hand out masks, and guess who's riding around in his wheelchair helping me pass out masks? And I told him, you must be one of my best members in this church because you did not let your situation circumvent your praise. Can I get a witness here? MS is a muscular disease that messes with your muscles, so even though your brain is fine, your body won't do what your mind tell it. So eventually it gets to the place with some people where they're thinking of a word but can't say the word, so they seem to be mute. Can you imagine being a hostage inside your own body? But can I tell you what I love about Brother John? John still has his joy. I don't know who I'm talking to. If he can praise God with muscles that don't work, can I get somebody that can praise God because your feelings hurt? Can I get somebody that would say, no, devil, you can't take my joy. I ain't just preaching this. I mean this from my heart. Can I get about 200 people to type in the comments, still got my joy. Go ahead. Can I get somebody here that's been through a little something, something, but God has been better to you than you've been to yourself? Can I get somebody that would thank God that in the midst of everything happening in this world, my kids can breathe. I got a roof over my head. I'm spirit-filled. I got the Holy Ghost. The Lord let me live another day. Do me a favor. 25 people say, still got my joy. Oh, I still got it. Somebody type in the comments, I still got my joy. The devil thought he'd steal it. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord in the A clause of verse 1. But China in the B clause of verse 2, he says, to say the same thing to you is not tedious to me. You'll love this, Mike. And it's safe for you. Okay, come here. He says, to repeat the same things to you. Paul, talking to the church at Philippi, says, to be redundant. There's something I call intentional redundancy. That's different than forgetting what you've said or making a mistake and saying the same thing to the point of irritable redundancy. No, this is intentional redundancy. I know I said it. I know I said it, but I'm saying it again. He said, to say the same thing to you. Listen to me, church at Philippi. Listen to me, Word Church Nation. To say the same things to you is not tedious for me, and it's safe for you. Ooh, this is so good. It got me thinking about when I was handing out masks and one of my members came up to me. Y'all pray for Pastor. And said, Pastor, I watch every week on YouTube. Watch this. She says, but I just need to get back in church. She says, I can't explain it. It may not make sense. She says, but it's something about coming in there. And one of the Now members, she'd come back right now if she could. She says, something about sitting there. She says, I need that, Pastor. She says, I don't know about the other members, but it's something about the accountability. It's something about walking up to Lady Vernon and some of the elders and people in leadership and being accountable to people. Peep this. That's safe for me. God, y'all don't know how good this is. She said, it's safe for me. Some people need to be honest and admit, I need the word all the time. It's safe for me. I need somebody that will say, Pastor, every time you see me, keep on telling me that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Every time you see me with my single self, tell me to flee fornication. Every time you see me with this crazy person I'm married to, tell me what God has joined together. Let no man put asunder. Every time you see me when I'm about to go off on somebody's self, tell me, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Is there somebody that needs the word and the word of God? Watch this. It's safe for you.
Yeah.
It's safe for you in light of being detached from the physical structure and sanctuary with all the stuff that's going on in the world. All the sexual innuendo that's on every site you go to, Pastor, it's safe for me. Can I tell you why I'm going to keep on preaching Jesus to you? Because it's safe.
Yeah.
It does not bother me to repeat myself. There are some things, if you stay here long enough, you're going to hear me say again and again and again. Can I tell you why? Because the devil, try not to shout, he deals in demonic dementia. Y'all just missed y'all shout. He deals in demonic dementia. He's trying to make you forget who you are in Christ. He's trying to make you forget the stuff that you walked away from so you can fool around and walk back to it and destroy yourself again. The devil deals in demonic dementia. But I got a word for somebody. The devil is a liar. The devil, you're not going to give me demonic dementia because I'm going to remember that if it had not been, can I get a witness here? For the Lord who was on my side. So I need somebody who's honest enough to say, I'm not the type that can be too detached from the vine,
right.
Too detached from church, because that's not safe for me. No, I got a lot of past issues. I got a lot of inclinations. I got a lot of attractions I'm not proud of, and it's safe for me. Can I tell you something? Verse 2 says, beware of dogs. You don't call nobody no dog, Pastor. Verse 2 says, beware of dogs. Pastor, you don't call nobody no dog. That's not what a Christian should. Beware
of dogs.
I'm letting the text talk, not Pastor. Verse 2 says, and it blesses me every time I see it, watch out for those dogs, those people who do evil, those mutilators who say you must be circumcised to be saved. Pastor, don't assume anything when you preach. Don't assume in the 21st century. I told you guys a few months ago, there are people with master's degrees who don't know the book of Matthew. So you cannot come to church like you could back in the day when I was coming up and assume that the average person watching on YouTube knows circumcision. Circumcision was something they did to Jewish boys. On the eighth day of a Jewish boy's life, they would cut a part of his penis in order to meet some sort of standard they thought for Jewish living. In Orthodox Judaism, they still do it. It is the idea that the cutting of the flesh, it was something external that reflected something internal. He says, beware of those who ascribe to circumcision. Beware of people, watch this, who are trying to add to grace. Beware of any denomination, any pastor, preacher, teacher come here who's trying to tell you you need something else. No, Jesus paid it all.
Yeah.
No, Paul says anybody that's trying to tell you you need something else to be saved. I don't know who I'm talking to. But since we've been away from church, I'm sure some of you have done two things you shouldn't have done and been one place you shouldn't have went. And the enemy will try to have you doubting who you are in Christ. Somebody holler out loud, I'm saved. Go ahead, I'm saved. Verse 3 says, for we are the circumcision who worship God in spirit and in truth. Watch this. And put no confidence in the flesh. Oh, y'all don't know how good that is. Can I go here for a minute? Somebody say, teach, Pastor, teach,
yes,
Pastor. We put no confidence in the flesh. Can I tell you whatever else this pandemic has done for you, it has taught you and shown you, you don't run nothing?
Yeah.
I need to get free. I need to apologize. I guess I'll be first. No other pastor wanted to do it, so Pastor Vernon will say it on behalf of all clergy who will keep it real. All of us put too much confidence in the flesh. When there are budgets and buildings and staff and medical that depends on you for people to take their babies to the hospital, when you're on national television and local television and feeding the whole city and everybody needs something and wants something, you're thinking to yourself, I better preach. I better do well at this campus. I need this service. I need this day. And God fooled around and showed us all. What you were trying to do in the flesh, I did with the church clothes. Ooh, I don't know who I'm talking to. God says, I can give you more. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but there have been seasons in my life, watch this, where I put too much confidence in the flesh. Peep this. And then the flesh forsook me.
Yeah.
Instead of trusting God, I trusted me.
Yeah.
And me let me down. Can I tell you, somebody has learned to trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. I don't know who I'm talking to, but when you do the best you can, God got the rest. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I got a word for 20 people watching me all across this world. God's getting ready to do something in 2021 that won't have anything to do with you. God can bless you in spite of you. God can bless you without you. God can bless you with you. I put it all in his hands. God is my source. God is the one that's doing it all. Something hit me this morning, Tammy. Watch this. God minus me still equals everything. Me minus God equals nothing. Y'all just missed that. Without me, he's still God all by himself. But without God, my father-in-law used to sing, I can't do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, my life would be rugged like a ship without a sail. Can I get somebody up in here that knows you need God every day, every hour? You ought to throw your hands up, type in the comments, I need thee every hour. I need thee every moment. I need thee every minute. The text says, we put no confidence. I don't know who this word is for. To every good mother who raised your children right and they're doing wrong, don't put that much confidence in your flesh. I've told you 10 times, let me free somebody. I know women in this church, along with gentlemen, who raised their child literally sitting on God's lap every Sunday at this church. And them jokers got grown, I ain't seen them. I know other crackhead mothers who had a needle in their arm, passed out on the side of the bed, didn't do nothing right for their children, missing father, and the child is in an Ivy League school making six figures and a better daddy than their daddy was to them, because God is showing you, I bless who I want to bless. I'll show mercy on whom I want to show mercy. There are good parents whose children aren't doing right. And there are terrible parents who you look at your children and want to cry. Because in spite of you, God is using them. God is teaching me as your leader. Let me get free. It's over now, though. I put too much confidence in the flesh. There were times I should have took a vacation and preached until they had to take me to the hospital because I thought Word Church need me. Yes, there's a part that I play, and there's a part that you play. This is not a teaching toward apathy and lack of responsibility. You they mama, be they mama. Do the best you can and go to bed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Work, pay your tithe, and trust in the Lord. Do your best toward everyone you can, and don't let anybody rob you of your sanity trying to fix those who don't want to be fixed. No, don't do that. Don't think it's up to you. You do your best, you tithe, you trust, you do what's right biblically, and then say, God, you got it. Paul said, I put no confidence. Coming back to this main campus, there'll be two services right up in here. I can't wait. It'll be jam-packed post-pandemic. When the two services pack, we'll knock that wall down, add a balcony. I'm not saying I'll never add a third, but it won't be four or five no more, not just because I'm too old for that, but also because God is showing me I got the Word Church. Word Church, let's have church. Did better close than it did open. Paid off almost $1 million worth of debt. God is a good God. Yes, he is. We're going to end up ending the year financially better than we have any other year. Why? Because God wanted to show me if I shut up heaven that there'll be no rain. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, who am I preaching to? That God's getting ready to do something in your life that's bigger than you. All you have to do is trust him. That's why our president, with that nefarious narcissism, who was so preoccupied by personal pronouns that it end up making him pay for it in Pennsylvania and the polls. Y'all just missed it. I'm peeping a cognitive disconnect between the pastor and the camera, so I'll come back to you. I said our past president was so preoccupied with personal pronouns that it cost him in the polls and Pennsylvania. Y'all missed that. In other words, every time he opened up his mouth, I did more for black people than anybody else ever has in Washington. I'm sorry, type in the comments, you ain't do nothing for me, praise God. Everything I got, God gave it to me. Everything I am, God made me that. Don't you take credit for what God has done in the life of people from the making it before you became president. We gonna make it now that you're not president. Bye, Felicia. Y'all missed that. Can I get a witness here? I want to preach to somebody that knows God can make a way out of no way. And you keep saying I and me and my, God will show you that you can't do anything without him. He's God all by himself. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So Paul says, I'm finished. I put no confidence in the flesh. You have to love Paul. Then he spends two verses in the flesh. Okay, that was for free. I'm sorry. He says, I put no confidence in the flesh. Then he spends like two real verses in the flesh. Paul says, now, I don't want to brag, but this, the original gangster humble brag in the Bible. The original gangster humble brag in the Bible is by Paul in Philippians, where he says, I don't want to brag, but I was circumcised the eighth day. I am a pure-blooded Israelite. I do come from the tribe of Benjamin. I did sit at the feet of Gamaliel. He just tells you all these things he did. He said, but it wasn't me. Y'all missed that. But then Paul does say this in the next verse. He says, but when I look back at it, I count it all, you'll love this, as trash, one version. Another version says, as rubbish. Original gangster version, dung. He says, everything I thought I had before Jesus wasn't nothing. He says, now I understand every relationship previous to Jesus, every accomplishment previous to Jesus wasn't nothing. He says, when I look back over my life, what I thought was fun,
right,
what I thought was exhilarating, I look back and say that was trash. He says, it does not compare in juxtaposition to the joy I have in Christ. I wouldn't trade nothing for Jesus. Is there anybody here who would thank God that God gave you another chance? I've been singing all week long. God gave me a second chance. I'm sorry. I started singing a second chance. I changed the word because I used up my second chance in 1975. Can I get somebody that God has given you another chance and then another chance? And then can I get somebody to have church with me up here? Somebody ought to jump up on your feet and say, if it wasn't for Jesus, I'd have been dead, sleeping in my grave. God picked me up. God gave me another chance. God changed my life. Everything before Jesus wasn't nothing. Nothing but the grace of God got me standing here right now. Can I get somebody in your house that would jump up and say, nobody but Jesus?
Nobody.
I said, nobody but Jesus. Can I tell y'all something? Goodbye, y'all. I gotta go. Here's what I came for, Mike. Y'all keep standing. I'm done. Sit, stand, run, Forrest, run. Paul says, I count not myself to have apprehended.
Yeah.
I came for verse 13 because it's mean. Y'all thought y'all knew it, but let's unpack it. You know what? I'm gone. But this is what I came for. No. Dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on one thing. He says, I'm not achieved. I have not attained. I'm not everything I want to be, but I focus on one thing. I focus. It hit me because in order for one to forget, one must intentionally focus. In other words, can you handle this? You have to be cognizant of what you refuse to be cognizant of. God, this is so good. I'm tying somebody up. You have to be conscious of that you no longer want to be conscious of. You have to intentionally, this is crazy because from a psychological perspective, it almost sounds a little weird. Those are the thinkers. Those are the critical thinkers. You have to think about what you're not going to think about. Okay, Pastor, you tying me up. I have to tell myself what I'm going to stop telling myself. Okay, he says, I focus. This is crazy, but somebody catching it. I focus. In other words, when I'm laying in the bed and something comes in my mind, I have to focus and say, I'm not about to go there.
Yeah.
I'm not going there. I focus. I'm trying to think about, Paul, how do you focus on that which you don't want to focus on?
Yeah.
This is crazy, but somebody catching it. I focus. I do something. I grab my Bible. I put something on YouTube that's spiritual. I go running. I do push-ups. I go read to my children. I get up, I do whatever I have to do, but I'm not gonna lay there and think about something that's taking me backwards. He says, because God has been too good to me for me to keep tripping on my past that I can't change. He says, so whenever something comes to my mind that's not of God, that takes me back to a dark space, I focus, forgetting those things which are behind me. I'm going, y'all, I gotta go, but do me a favor. If God has been good, you and you refuse to stay back there where the devil had you, I need you to start praising God right now that you're not ever going back. I need you to start praising God that your past is behind you. Behold, I'll do a new thing. Whenever I wave, y'all say bye, Felicia. Do me a favor. Everything that the devil brought to me that almost destroyed me, y'all missed that. Everybody that was in my life that tried to drive me crazy. Every family member that I've been trying to fix for the last 40 years. Everything in my life that I can't change. Every negative thought that comes to my mind every 5 minutes. Every person that resided at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that tried to bring back racial inequity, xenophobic comments, tried to make black people hate white people and take us back to the 50s. We got one word for you. I wish I had somebody. Yes. Yes. Can I get somebody that will praise God in here that the Lord has delivered you from your past? I dare you to stand on your feet and say, it's the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our eyes. Can I get five people that will thank God that the Lord has been good to you? If God, come here, Howard, has made a way out of no way, then I dare five people to point at your neighbor and say goodbye. I say goodbye. Bye, Felicia. Every demonic thought that held me down, bye, Felicia. To everything that took my 20s, bye, Felicia. To every neighbor that thought you drive me crazy, bye, Felicia. Can I get 10 people to type in the comments, goodbye, Felicia. It's a new season in my life. I got a feeling. Can I preach like I feel like it? I said, I got a feeling that God's getting ready to do something in the Word Church he's never done before. Everything that happened the last 20 years that shouldn't have happened, it's over now. Wave your hand and say, bye, Felicia. It's a new season in your life. Now do me a favor, just turn around 2 times. By the time you get back, everything that you've been holding, now do me a favor, turn behind you and wave your hand and say, bye. Bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia. I feel like preaching here. If the Lord has gave you another chance on this Sunday morning, start clapping your hands and shouting out loud. He's been good. He's been good to me. He paid it all on Calvary. Just one more time, if you're not too mean, turn around again and say, bye. It's my time. Bye. To everything that's not of God. Bye. To every person who refused to forgive me. Bye. To every place I shouldn't have went. Bye. To every negative thought in my head. Bye. To every ex that was in my bed. Bye. Yeah. It's over now. Is there anybody here? No, it's behind you now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I know he's all right, and I don't know about you, but I told the Lord I won't look back. Is there anybody here that made up in your mind you can't turn around? I plead the blood. Whew. I plead the blood. I feel that, Kyrie. I feel that. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Over my past. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo. Yes. God's been good to me. I'm not turning around. I press toward the mark. It's a new season. It's a new season. Let's sing something that talks about not going back. I think we need to tell ourselves intentionally, I'm not going back. God's been too good to me. Everybody who deals with regret and guilt and reckless retrospect, I speak over your life now. It's a new day in your life. There's nothing in the world you can do about what you said to that person, what you did in that marriage, what you allowed to happen with your children's father, your children's mother, that past job, that mother, that father, whatever it is. Bye, Felicia. But Felicia is indicative of anything that you need to say bye to. It's a new season. Romans 8, verse 1, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I know the King James says, who walk not after the flesh. That's an insertion by the scribes. The original manuscript stops right there. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. If you know Jesus, you are not condemned. If you know Jesus, his blood is sufficient. He forgives and forgets. In the Hebrew, it means he'll put your sins right here in the small of his back. I don't care how athletic you are, very few people can see the middle of their back without a mirror. It's over. Your past is over. One more time. You. Gotta go, but I want to say to all of you, man, God has been amazing to us. I know the nation is divided right now. Whenever 70 million people vote for one person, another 70 for somebody else, we got some work to do. But I'd be lying if I didn't say I'm just glad for civility and decency from the presidency. I know there's a long journey ahead, but I don't have to agree with everything about our president-elect or whatever others want to call him. When you win the most votes, you are president-elect. And so trust me, there'll be some storming of the White House. They mess with this election, I'm going to be out there looting. Praise God. Is that pastor coming out of Walmart with a microwave? Pastor that stole the microwave out of Walmart and some Converses. Was that pastor? Don't start no stuff, won't be none. Listen, when the people agree to something, that's it now. And so whatever we have to go through legally, it's over. And I would really pray that our current president would do that which is right and show the kind of civility and decency that we so need so that there can be, honestly, a respectful transfer of power as our nation has always had. I got to go. He'll never walk out on me. No, never. Woo. No, never.
Yeah.
Y'all sing it. Come on. In harmony.
He'll never walk out on you.
Ooh.
No, never.
Somebody needs to hear that.
No, never.
Somebody feels abandoned.
He'll never.
Somebody feels lost. Somebody just came out of a divorce. Somebody in the midst of a divorce. Somebody you gave everything. They gave a little or nothing. Somebody feels abandoned by parents, exes, grown children, friends, sisters. God has a word for you. Sing it.
He'll never walk out on you.
No, 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 no.
No, never.
No, 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 no.
No, never.
One more time.
He'll never walk out on you.
Ooh, somebody who has the Holy Ghost, pray now. Against the spirit of rejection, against the spirit of regret, in the name of Jesus, devil, you are alive. Bye, Felicia. Felicia representing everything. Oh, if your name is Felicia, I'm not talking about you. Sometimes Felicia got to say bye to Felicia. Every negative part of the old Felicia, the new Felicia is beautiful. If your name is Felicia, Felicia represents every negative thing. Bye, Felicia. No, the devil is a lie. I'm free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Somebody thank God for a new season in your life. Come on, begin to pray now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. His mercies are new.
Place where there'll be nothing now. today will be Sunday, my Lord. Sabbath will have no end. We'll do nothing. Walk around.
Let me go back a few years ago. It's been about 20 years. The second song that I ever wrote in my life, the Lord blessed me with. And I'm gonna let a young man sing this song. We love him because he's been doing a fantastic job for me.
Kept on saying not too long ago. It seems like I was living in the darkest hole. My sadness and my anger start to take control. I had a lot of stuff weighing on me, y'all. I shed a lot of tears that you didn't see, no. But I couldn't let grief consume me, 'cause I got a little girl depending on me. It can't rain forever. That old saying, so I kept praying, and you should do the same, my friend. I stay praying.
Best I can to keep a happy home. It's hard to do it now, my better half is gone. Got a lot of eyes looking at me, y'all. Judging every move that I'm making, y'all. I'm just trying to do the best that I can.
Oh, yeah.
But it's hard 'cause I'm just an ordinary man. It can't rain forever.
No.
The sun's gonna shine again. Sing. So I just keep on praying, and you should do the same, my friend.
I stay praying, and that gets me by.
That's how I made it through my darkest time. Yeah, I'm a sinner,
and that's no lie.
Good to have you back.
I can't believe I'm with the one.
You know what? Somebody that's with all of us. You know, he that hath friends must
first show himself friendly.
All right.
Well, I know by being in this place that there's a whole lot of people that wants to know who this friend is. Why don't you tell them about it?
Well, there's a friend that sticks closer than any brother.
I got a lot of brothers, right?
Yeah. You know who that friend is.
I'm talking about
it. I'm going to tell you.
No one else I can find. But he- church.
I am living miracle.
Come on, say.
I am
living miracle.
Living miracle.
Oh, God, say.
I am.
Oh, yes.
Living miracle.
I thank the Lord.
I thank the Lord. I am still alive.
Say it again for me, please.
I am.
Oh, God.
Living miracle.
Me with my health, yeah.
Thank you.
And you bless me with my strength, oh God. You let me live to see another day, yeah.